I hope your day is full of snow and fuzzy blankets and warm fires and warm cuddles and warm puppies and hot chocolate. Lots of warm things. It's my favorite time of year to be cozy. And when I'm cozy, there's just one thing I love wearing, and that's Oh Yeah slippers. Go to ohyah.com. That's 3 O's. HYEAH.com. Shop their slippers. They make amazing Christmas gifts. They have like really fun ones with like alligators or crocodiles, and then they have bear ones. I have a pair of red panda ones. I'm obsessed with them. They make really cute gifts, and you get a discount code. It's Sarah10 for 10% off unique socks and slippers. Great stocking stuffers. Get them. All right. Also, I am coming to Brea, December 27th, just 2 days after Christmas. Kimmy and I will be in Brea performing. Buy tickets. It's going to be a really, really fun night. The links to all my tickets are in the bio of my Instagram, so head over there. And yeah, let's get into this week's episode of Shank. Oh, wait. Also, subscribe to my Patreon. It's just $5 a month. It's a great way to support me. Let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only, Chase O'Donnell, everyone. Here it is. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinshank, and today's guest is the one, the only, comedian Chase O'Donnell.
Hello.
Hi, I'm glad that you're back.
Thank you for having me. I haven't been in this new studio.
Oh, yeah,
it's
you haven't.
Beautiful.
Oh, normally you would like come to my house.
Topanga.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah.
And I live on the west side, so it's really easy.
Okay.
You know, I feel like, are you still in Topanga?
Yeah.
Well, are we allowed to say where you live to the camera?
We can probably bleep it out. No, okay. I'll just have Xavier bleep it out. Okay. I'll tell him. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. So no, I really liked that place, but this is amazing. I'm thrilled to be here.
I know, it's so fun.
The mugs match the microphones.
I know. It's very dialed in here at Mastermind. Mark really thinks of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really into the branding.
It's really good.
I love it.
Yeah.
Pillows.
He's got it dialed in. Mm-hmm. Very comfortable.
Oh, pillows, blanket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they even have a mascot.
Oh, what's the mascot?
The elephant.
His name's Wiz.
Oh, his name is Wiz.
It's so sweet. Where's the mascot? I would have thought it starts with the letter M.
You guys just summoned him.
Yeah. We were talking about his branding. That's how you summon him. You're like, the branding here, amazing. Mark pops out.
He's that's like, how he gets you.
Thank you for noticing. So what's going on? Going on in the cheese verse?
You're hungover.
I am.
I guess that's not how I'm doing, but I'm not hungover.
You're not.
Thank God, because I get hungover so easily now with just a drink or two.
Fucked up.
Any wedding I go to, which, you know, I went to 8 this year.
You went to 8 weddings? I don't even have 8 friends. What do you mean you went to 8 weddings?
I have one more. And I went to a wedding shower yesterday.
No.
And I was like, I should go back and count the weekends that I had weddings, bachelorette parties, baby showers, and wedding showers. I feel like if I didn't have a stand-up show, that's what I did this whole year.
I've been doing a lot of like baby stuff lately.
Yeah.
It's all my friends have babies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so cute.
Are you going to the first birthday parties and stuff?
Yes. And they're so cute.
You like it?
I want a baby so bad, but not now. Oh, eventually.
Okay. I think sometimes I'm like, I don't.
You're like, maybe
not. I don't
not.
Need to go to the baby's birthdays. But I get invited to all of them.
I like going to the baby's birthdays.
Oh, you know, I do sometimes like the music they play.
No.
Their fun Disney music.
They'll yeah, do like, yeah, yeah.
And then, and also, they're only like 2 hours. They're in the middle of the day. Which if all parties were like that.
Amazing.
Boom, bada,
and
bing.
You get to watch a baby like go after a cake.
Oh.
That's like one of my favorite. That's like my favorite part of watching a baby smash a cake. So cute.
Do they do that at all of them?
Yeah, they give them smash cakes.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, they give like one-year-olds like their own little cake, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't been to enough.
No. They're depriving these children of sugar.
LA,
this is so
baby
LA.
Weddings. They're not giving them cake. They're starting young.
They're like, you can have a scoop full of raspberries.
Yeah.
what's true. That's yeah. so sad though, because nothing there's nothing happier than watching a baby smash a cake.
I guess I should say yes to more baby birthday parties.
I mean, I don't know. Do you like kids?
Yeah, I mean,
you don't.
No, you do. I do. But yeah. Because I used to babysit a ton.
I did too.
And then I also used to play princesses. Uh-huh. You could hire me to be a princess at kids' birthday.
So you're
parties.
Traumatized.
Yeah, I was Elsa a lot.
No. You'd be a perfect Elsa.
They pay very well.
Have you done it recently?
We're trying to switch careers, but it's easy.
I could use an Elsa check. No, I'll tell you that.
I haven't done it recently.
You're an Anna.
No, you'd be like Snow White.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you would be Anna too.
Okay.
I had to learn the songs. I had to sit down and sing it to them. I was as nervous as a stand-up show.
But you're a good singer.
Yeah, but I mean, not Elsa level.
But I feel like it's just about commitment there.
Yeah, and the three-year-olds don't mind.
Yeah.
They don't really know. Bless you.
Okay, there we go. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sometimes you sneeze mid-pod. I can talk, I swear.
We do have a dog here, and maybe you're allergic. No. I brought a dog.
Okay. But your dog's so cute.
He's just under the table. Rolo, such a good boy. Yeah. But yeah, that's what's been up with me. It's been wedding. I went to every single wedding solo. No date.
No. And how was that?
Oh.
I get really embarrassed on the dance floor at weddings.
Just in general?
You need more to drink. Going there and doing it and like getting down. No.
Yeah, it depends.
I get inside my head.
It depends if
I'm like, if I was here with another person, yes, it would definitely help. Yes.
You need to like have someone. You can't just be solo. This last one I went to completely.
I hate when you don't get an invite though, too. Like they're like,
I've never gotten an invite.
They're never like, oh, and guest?
Never.
I know.
I think like weddings are so expensive. They like really try to cut down the prices and they don't really think about, oh, does she know anyone else?
Is she still? They're like, oh, she's still single. Yeah. Okay, so we can save.
Yeah.
Definitely invite her so we can save there.
And then they always sit you with the single guy.
Yes.
And this last wedding, the single guy, I cried. He made me cry.
Why?
Because he goes, you single?
No.
And I was like, yeah. And he was like, how old are you? And then someone goes, she's a comedian. And he's like, oh, you're a comedian? Are you funny? And I get this all the time.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know. Because I'm just so annoyed.
You're like that's I don't the most
know.
Annoying.
Like, ask YouTube. No. Like, I don't know. And so then he's like, oh, my God, she's a comedian and she doesn't even know if she's funny.
No.
And he goes, tell me a joke.
No.
And I said, no, I'm just so fed up because you know I'm nice.
You're the nicest.
I would say like, okay, I used to tell jokes when people ask me to tell them a joke and I don't do it anymore. And
either.
I said, no, like that. I was so cold. No. And then he goes, at least in my head, I was cold.
You're still so sweet. Yeah. No.
And then he goes, I'll tell you a joke. And he tells me a knock knock joke. And I go, oh, did you write that?
No.
Like, whoop-de-doo that you can remember. Like, I don't know. I was so upset. I cried more because I was like, oh, this is the caliber of single men out there. This is it.
One bad date will fuck you up.
It wasn't even a date.
I mean, not even a date. One bad encounter.
Because all the catches had dates. It was this guy didn't have a date. And it was like, oh, that's what's...
No, I definitely had like... but you can't let it affect you.
I cried.
I get it. It could get dark.
It was more of just a like, dark. Oh, this is it. This is my future. I could date him. If I wanted to, I could date him. But I didn't want to.
Of course you didn't want to.
I didn't want to.
Of course, you don't have to want to date everyone that you sit next to.
Okay. Well, people are trying to set me up with everyone. And I don't.
Oh.
And I'm just, I don't. I'm like, I guess.
It gets weird. Especially it's like if someone sets you up with someone and then it doesn't work out.
So awkward. They go, give him another shot. And then you're like, okay. And then it's like, no, I needed to trust my gut. I knew the first time.
Yeah.
It gets awkward.
Yeah.
And also, like, if you have mutual friends.
And then just, they're like, well, why? And then I'm like, fuck. Now I got to tell you why.
Oh, they go, give me notes. Has someone asked you for feedback?
No.
No one's asked me. Someone asked my friend for feedback. She said, I'm just not interested. And he goes, well, can you please give me feedback?
Did she tell?
No, she didn't respond. Which I said, give the guy feedback. Like, that's so humiliating.
I would love to give a guy feedback. Okay, well, to start, when I got there, you didn't seem excited to see me. Secondly, you asked me to pay.
Oh, well,
thirdly,
that's a no.
Like, I would love to give feedback.
But what about when it's just, like, a guy that... he did everything right.
There's just no connection.
There's just no connection. That's hard.
I've had a lot of those.
I have mostly those.
I go, yeah, I'm just not really feeling this.
Yeah. And then I think people go, well, maybe
I'm really picky now.
I'm really picky.
Like,
because I have friends that they go through a breakup and within like a week, they're in a fully committed, full on relationship.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just pickier.
I'm picky.
Because I think I want to go off a limb and say we could both be in relationships.
Yes,
I think
we could easily.
Easily. We're very picky.
We're picky.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like sometimes I'm like, am I too picky?
Yeah, I know. I don't. I guess I'm just in my ways of like.
Yeah, but also like, you know. You know.
You know.
You know when you know. And you
That's
know
what
when
I
you
hear.
Don't
They
know.
Say, you know.
Yeah.
They say, it'll be easy.
You'll
Haven't you
know.
Heard that one?
Yeah.
Everything will just flow.
Flow, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they say.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get there. I did one of those things on TikTok where it like tells you your future, you know, mm-hmm. on your forehead.
Yeah.
And it said I would meet my person at 60.
No.
And I said, oh, whoop-de-doo.
Or you marry somebody, and then at 60, you meet someone. You're like, damn.
Could you imagine?
I don't want that.
You don't have to have that.
I want to meet them now. I want to meet them in my 30s.
Yeah,
I don't want to wait till my 60s. Go on The Golden Bachelor?
No.
Forget about it.
Did you watch that?
I had to stop.
Why?
Did you? It's too sad.
They're
so old.
No,
They've all been widowed and they're so sad. And like they have this one inkling of hope to marry, what's his name? Gary. And
Gary's hot.
Or Jerry.
Whatever. Yeah. I saw the billboard. I was like,
Have you heard him talk?
No.
There's a lot of... Speaking of TikTok again, there's a lot of videos of people like doing impressions of him.
No.
And it's like, skid-a-ma rink a rink de dink. He's like a Mr. Rogers.
No.
Like, hi, friends.
No.
You have to listen to him talk. He does take very good care of his appearance. But
yeah, I saw a billboard and I was like, would be down.
These women though, all of a sudden they've all been like, oh, maybe I can find love again. And they're all just getting
It's sad. I don't want to watch ladies get dumped.
Because right after his Bachelor in Paradise, it's fun. It's trash TV. This one is more like, this is serious.
No.
I had to stop. It was too sad.
Wow.
But give it a shot. A lot of people like it.
I'm sensitive. If you felt like it was too sad, I get I'll start fucking crying.
I was uncomfortable.
I don't need to see
too.
These old women getting dumped.
It was uncomfortable because they kiss and they flirt and I think I'm uncomfortable.
I mean, that checks out.
I'm fine watching the Bachelor in Paradise kids do it, but I'm uncomfortable watching Gary do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
And he's so genuine. When he flirts, he's like, you know what?
No, I can't.
I feel a connection.
He does.
And it's just so like, it's so genuine. Yeah.
Oh, did you watch Love on the Spectrum?
I couldn't watch that one either.
I watched it.
I loved it.
I've heard people like it. I started episode one, so maybe I need to give it another shot.
Oh, yeah. You got to give it another shot.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the best thing ever on
TV. It's my favorite show.
But, like, it's not trash TV. It's, like, sentimental, no,
they're,
sweet.
They're so
lovely.
Honest. It's
they're
funny.
They're so honest. It's so good.
There's, like, a lesbian couple. Like, it's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes okay. they'll be like, I just don't know if I want to see you again. And then they'll, like, get up and leave. And I'm like, I wish I could.
Or, like, I just think you talk too much.
Yeah, yeah. They'll just tell you straight up.
It's great.
Oh, I need a hint of that in my dating life.
No.
I really do.
No.
Well, I need to be more vocal.
Yeah, that's what I need too.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want the guy telling me that.
No, I would,
oh my God, talk about me crying. But no, I could use a little more like, oh, I'm just not interested.
Like, I just don't feel like, a connection.
Mm-hmm. I was told by a therapist.
Uh-huh.
Not my therapist.
Why are the air quotes?
It's not my
was
therapist.
Was it a real therapist?
But a therapist told me.
A therapist that you know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Told me that instead of like, going on the full date, like in the first like 15 minutes, if you already know there's not a connection on the date, I'm supposed to say, I'm just not feeling this. You know, I'm gonna go. Like, you're supposed to just tell them right then and there instead of like going through the date and then texting a like text after. You're supposed to just tell them.
Have
right
you done that?
No.
That's fucking insane.
I could never.
I endure. I endure the bad date, but now you know what? First date, it's got to be something quick.
Yeah, now I
it's
know.
It's got to be like, let's meet.
I know.
For
coffee.
Coffee.
Oh, forget about it. I know.
It's got to be coffee.
I know.
Someone just took me on a first date. It was ice cream.
Yeah.
Let's grab an ice cream.
But were you sober?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't love that.
But but like, even see if you can hang out with them sober. Because if it's someone that you actually want to date.
I know. I'm someone that like, I really love the idea of it's a stranger. I don't know you. I would love one drink. Just one drink.
Yeah.
And like, so, you know, I guess you could like take a shot before I go to ice cream. But that seems a little alcoholic-y.
You're doing shots in the parking lot.
I have taken shots before a date.
You have?
Or what?
I get it before a date. I get nervous.
I get so nervous.
It's horrible.
Me and my roommate, we're both single, so we will go out and we just like have to give each other pep talks, and it's like we're going off to war. It's oh my God, you got this. Like, it's gonna be okay.
It's gonna
be
great.
And like, we set time limits. It's like, you have to be back by 9 because you have yoga at 6. So just let him know.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes if Kim will go out with someone that she doesn't know, she'll be like, this is where I'm going to be. And then she'll send me the address.
Yeah. I'm have you seen that meme?
I don't want to have to be going after you because your date went awry. I show up like, Kimmy, where are you?
There was this like meme that someone sent me that was like, girls be like, hey, this is where I'm going to be if anything happens. Yeah. And then the girl responds, love you. Have fun. But we have to be so safe.
It's so
girls. Crazy. Yeah.
It's so fucked up.
It's really terrible. It's really awful. The day, and then you hear people that are like, oh yeah, we met in high school and we've been, that's it.
Could you imagine?
That's scarier.
You changed so much.
It's
dark.
But I go, well, that's pretty easy. That was just easy.
They're like, you
think they're avoiding some.
Well, no,
it's like you just changed so much as an adult.
I actually know this couple that met in high school and they didn't get married till later, but they were like, they knew and they make like a lot of sense together.
Well, same with my high school couple friend.
Like sometimes, but like, yeah, God put some fucking barriers up to me finding my man. Okay.
But don't you say this to yourself.
I'm getting closer.
I say, no. I say I'd rather be single
than with
someone I don't want to be with.
Yeah,
because I've been with people I don't want to be with.
And I also kind of like, it's pretty fun being single.
Yeah. You just have to take care of yourself. It's great.
It's
you live
easy.
A great life.
Yeah.
So it's going to take someone really great, or I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens the older you get too.
You're like, they have to be great.
They have to be great, or why even bother?
Yeah. They can't be like, tell me a joke. That's literally nightmare. And people do it more than you would think.
Oh,
people do it to me often.
All the time. For people that like don't find out I'm a comedian, their first question is, tell me a joke. And and like I said,
I stopped telling the Lyft drivers.
I mean, too. The first one that came to mind, I was in an Uber. And then I was given the Uber driver my set. Not a single laugh.
No.
Crickets. And I go, oh, no, I can't do this anymore. No. They don't get it. They don't get the, like, it's different. It's different in an audience. He was like, okay. Because he was driving me to a show. Now I turn off
don't talk. I turn on the don't talk.
Where can you click that?
On Uber, mm-hmm. You can do that. Well, yeah. Only when I go to the airport, because I'm like, I can't have you talking to me in the morning or after I get back from Texas. It's too much.
Too much.
Please stop talking to me. The thing I hate the most about LAX is that shuttle.
Oh my God. You know, I walk.
I'm done.
I've stopped.
No.
It's a long walk. And I walk.
No.
Because United, you get off and it's just like you just are there. And if you get off on one or two, it's pretty close. So it's just like the middle ones, and I'll just endure it. And I'll walk the 10 minutes. Might be 20.
No, with all your luggage and shit.
Mm-hmm. I put on Taylor Swift and I walk.
What song? If you're going to put on a Taylor Swift song right now.
Well, Cruel Summer has been at the top of my list for a while, but now it's the 1989 Vault tracks. I can't get enough of.
I love 1989. It's one of my favorite albums of hers.
Did you listen to the Vault tracks?
No.
Oh, they're so good. They're all about Harry Styles.
No.
Yeah.
They had a thing?
Yeah. 1989, the album is about Harry Styles. Style. You've got that James Dean.
No.
We'll never go out of style. It's about Harry Styles.
I like that couple. I know she's moved on.
Well, I like her with Travis Kelce.
Yeah. I don't know enough.
Anyways,
about
you'll know all about her relationship with Harry if you listen to all the lyrics.
No.
Yeah, so fun.
No.
She does that with what's his name? The one.
Travis?
No, the guy.
The one The guy
that's a play. Mayer, John Mayer.
Oh, yeah, John Mayer. Yeah. John Mayer.
Well, she puts like people's names in her song. So Style was Harry Styles. And then her song called Dear John is literally about John Mayer.
No.
And it's like, girl, like I get why the guys get upset a little bit. Because it's so obvious who she's talking about.
I kind of love that, though. She's like, music is my therapy. Yeah. Should have been better.
She was writing a Dear John letter. And it's like a coincidence that his name is also John. But yeah, it's fun to decipher
all her
lyrics.
She's a genius.
I agree. So her Vault tracks, I would highly recommend.
I'm not like a public-facing Swiftie.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't pretend like I don't love her.
Oh, good.
You know what I mean?
I love her so much.
It's like a hidden thing I have. I don't open with it. You know what I mean?
And I open with it.
I love that about you, though, because I love Taylor Swift.
Oh, well, you know,
I went to her
concert alone. That's how much I love her.
I would go alone.
I went alone.
Next time she comes, let's go.
Well, perfect. We can go to the movie. We can watch it in theaters.
Have you done that?
No, I can't wait.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Let's do that.
We can dress up in a different, you know.
Yeah.
And then watch the concert. Okay.
What do we dress up in?
You can pick an era. So you'll do 1989 because you love it.
Okay.
Which would be all blue.
Okay.
Maybe a denim jacket.
Oh.
And I'll go in.
What are you going to do? Folklore? Isn't that one?
Yeah.
Evermore?
Yeah. At the concert, I went in Lover, so I was in pink. But maybe I'll do Reputation and be in black.
Ooh.
Every era has a different color.
How do you know? Because you're a full Swiftie.
Yeah.
Whoa. So every era has a different color?
Uh-huh.
Is there a chart where I could
absolutely
study
this? You can Google it.
No.
Speak Now is purple. This 1989 black, Lover pink.
Does she tell people this? Or did the Swifties take it upon themselves?
It's just known, like, the
every album has a
every
color.
Every album is a color. Like, Speak Now is purple because she was wearing like a purple dress at her concert.
I have a Pinterest board.
Okay. There's a Pinterest board.
It's so fun.
There's literally a Pinterest board. Okay. Fearless was like a yellow.
Yellow gold.
Reputation was black. Like a black. 1989 was a beige.
Blue.
For some reason, it comes up bright beige. Hmm. I don't know. Midnights was blue. Mm. Folklore was gray. Lover was pink. Speak Love was like purplish. And the Taylor Swift.
It's like green.
It's like a green, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. You can literally get it as a poster to put on your wall, by the way.
Can I see this? Yes. Yeah.
We'll pull. Like, I'll have Xavier added in and post. Yeah. Okay. That's so crazy. Wow. Oh, I wasn't. I didn't know. That's kind of genius. Like, yeah. Every comedy album, you assign a color to it.
Yeah. Oh, that is cool. Right? The comedy albums.
Right?
Different eras.
You're like, I'm going in all pink. Yeah. I'm going in all.
Or, like, what's the vibe of the album? Like, it's a really dark album, so it's all black.
That's so sad, though.
Or, like...
it's like, I'm going to dress like a funeral. It's very dark.
Yeah, what would the color of your album be right now? What era are you in?
All right, guys, let's take a second from the pod to talk about our sponsor, Mochi Melt. When it comes to lube, there's only one brand I trust. It's Mochi Melt. Level up. Give the gift of lube this holiday season. They make a great stocking stuffer, and then she'll let you stuff her. I said that in a different one. I said that last time, and it really flowed more naturally. This time, I feel like I really forced it. But it's like, it was so good that I tried to do it again. You know what I mean? Anyways, Mochi Melt makes amazing lubes. They have great flavors. I never thought that I would be talking about flavored lube, but I'm telling you right now, it's a really high-end product. It doesn't have any dyes. It doesn't have any chemicals. It smells incredible. You're going to want to get it. They come in really good flavors. Honeydew, which you think honeydew lube, who wants that? Actually, it's the best flavor. They got watermelon and strawberry. So I recommend just getting the bundle of three and give it to your wife, your husband, your lover. Probably not your mother, but why not? You know, get some for your mom. Get some for your dad. You have a weird cousin? Get them some melt, Mochi Melt. Be like, hey, happy holidays, cuz rub one out on me. MochiMelt.com, discount code SHANK15. That's MochiMelt.com, discount code SHANK15. All right, guys, let's get back into the pod. All right, guys, let's take a second from the pod to talk about our sponsor, Schedule 35. If you're like me, you love microdosing. And when you want to microdose, there's only one brand to trust, and that's Schedule 35. Head over to their website, Schedule35.co. You can shop everything from chocolate bars to teas, to microdose capsules, to macrodose capsules. And I feel like psilocybin's been a really great part of my life, and it's helped me grow in a lot of ways, exponentially. I recommend going to schedule35.co using discount code SHANK15 for 15% off. This is what I want to do.
Okay.
For when I record my special. I want to get a suit, like a custom Western suit, ooh. And then everyone that I have like a joke of will be a different patch on the suit.
Oh, every joke you get,
yeah,
a patch.
Yeah, like I have a toothbrush joke, so they'd be like a toothbrush or like a custom, like, that's what I want to do.
Now, would it be like Easter egg, like only the diehard fans would notice that, or would you call it out?
No, I think you would know if you listened to the set.
Because like Neil Brennan has that
blocks thing. Yeah, no, I just would go on it with wearing. I would just wear it.
And you wouldn't like be like, here's my, now we're going to go to the toothbrush. You would just say it.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think you should.
I know, it's too literal. That's like, it gets prop comic.
Yeah.
Right? Oh,
definitely. I think just.
I'm like, guys, hold on. What are we at? Scones. Great. Let's do it.
Did you say scones?
Oh. Yeah. It gets all hacky.
That's so exciting. I think you told me you're filming it at Mothership, or did I make that up?
I'm not.
Oh, maybe someone else told me that. Cut that out.
One of our friends.
Oh, okay.
Another one of our friends.
Yeah, okay.
Is.
Okay. That's
When
are you filming it?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out right now.
Well, I know someone that creates custom Western outfits. He did the Barbie movie. Their Western outfits.
Yeah. Okay.
You need to go to him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
I'll get his card. I don't know.
Do people still have cards? Mm-hmm. Send me his Instagram. Okay. Does he have one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll send you his Insta.
Yeah. Dude, someone asked. Oh, I know. Okay. My friend needed to get. She's like, hey, what are you doing today? I had nothing to do. I was like, nothing. She's like, can you come watch my dog? He's getting acupuncture. And I was like,
only in LA.
I was like, okay. And so then, like, I went to go watch her dog get acupuncture. And it was like a whole fucking to do because the dog didn't want to be getting acupuncture. And then the guy who came to administer the acupuncture was like this fucking hippie dude, right? Mm-hmm. And he was like trying to connect with me while the dog was getting acupuncture. I don't know why I just thought of this story.
Well, and the dog didn't want to get it, but like it needed it.
It needed it, yeah.
For just its well-being.
No, because it was walking weird. Like it had an injury. So I was like, okay, I'll help the dog get acupuncture. I was like feeding it cheese, right? Then I'm like forced to talk to this guy for like the whole duration that the dog's getting acupuncture. Because it's just me and him.
Where, and the friend wasn't there?
No, I'm just in her house with the acupuncturist.
And what was she doing? I forgot.
She had like a work meeting. So I was just doing her a favor.
Don't you hate it when people go, hey, what are you doing today? And then
they set you up for what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get you.
That's when
they get you, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. But so.
So it was awkward.
Well, so I had to make small talk with this guy for like 30 minutes. And I'm like, so what's the weirdest animal you've ever done acupuncture on? He's like, a rat. I was like, really? He's like, very sweet creatures. I'm like, really? Not to me. I was like, they're not really my thing. Have you seen their tails? I was like, I can't. And I'm just like making small talk about how I hate rats to a guy who like.
You're so good at small talk.
It was just like we had like a very connected conversation because he was like this like hippie dude. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it was like he was like very into like making eye contact and it just felt like it like took a really big chunk of energy. Do you know what I mean? Like trying to be like.
I went and got a massage once and it was a male masseuse and he was like nervous. Like you could tell he was nervous that I was a girl. And that's the energy I picked up on. He hadn't really massaged many girls and he was kind of like a young guy. And
okay, where did you get this in LA?
Lancaster.
No. You can't go to Lancaster for a massage.
It was like the Lancaster Comedy Festival.
No.
And this was 5 years ago. I was like, you know what? I'll make a trip out of it.
Yeah.
And I got a hotel and I stayed the night and then I like made it a retreat and I got a massage. Yeah, you can't go to Lancaster for a massage. So anyways, I go in and he was not used to, I don't know. He was making small talk the entire massage. What do you do? Oh, and how are you? What's your day been like? And like,
he wanted like the girlfriend experience. He should have paid you. What the fuck?
And he was so nervous. He was like shaking.
I can't. Wait,
can I? He was like massaging me.
Can I tell you what this guy did? Yeah. This one that I went to recently.
Oh,
I
don't
think
masseuse?
I don't think I'll be going back yet.
Okay, tell me.
He starts like rubbing my back and then he's like, damn, I'm good. He's like.
What?
Talking about how good he is at his job out loud while he's doing it.
I really don't like that.
The thing that's so fucking crazy is that Kim. Mm-hmm. Went to the same guy and had the same exact experience. I was like, was he like, damn, I'm good? She's like, yeah, he did. And I was like, what?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, really uncomfortable. Honestly, for some reason, I've been getting a lot of male masseuses lately. I always check like, nope, I don't have a preference. Just because, like, you got to get in. You want to get in.
Also, in my head, I'm like, a man's going to have stronger hands.
But I got to find, sometimes I do get a little uncomfortable.
I have a really good female masseuse close to here. I'll tell you where when we're off.
Oh, okay. I have a Burke Williams membership.
Oh, you do?
I gave that as a gift to myself for my birthday, but I need to cancel it. It's so expensive.
Well, do you just go whenever?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, once a month you get a free massage for being a member.
That's cool.
But you pay for the free massage. Right. I'm just paying in advance for my free massage once a month.
Okay.
But like I decided this last one, I was like, I don't think I need this every month. Like this is a big luxury.
Right.
I can go to Massage Envy and, you know, like I don't
I
need.
I have a good place.
Okay. You'll tell me after.
I'll tell you
okay.
after. Yeah. This pod sponsored by Massage Envy. Yeah.
I do love massages.
You do?
Mm-hmm. But I don't like them talking to me. I don't like there to be any awkwardness.
No, and if you have one bad experience, it will haunt you. Like, it'll stay with you. Like, I had this fucking dude. It was at a foot spa.
Oh, love that.
He put his fingers in my ears and pushed. Both at the same time, and I hated it. He, like, fucked my ears with his fingers in the middle of a massage.
Do you think he was, like, messing with you?
I don't know. I think he just was like, it was like part of like his
training.
I have no fucking idea, but I think about it often.
Well, I also,
because it all happened so fast. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like all of a sudden his fingers were in my ear holes. No. And I was like, I don't think I like the way that feels. Oh, no. And I don't feel like it's part of like a traditional massage experience.
No. And I've never had that. I do like when they massage the like scalp and the.
Yeah, but they're not like.
But not.
I was like, dude. And he had like kind of fat fingers and it kind of hurt.
Oh, God.
And he put them in like the same time.
I hope his hands were clean. It just feels
it
gross.
It feels like invasive is the word I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. I don't know. Feels very rapey of you, sir.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Stop fingering my ears. It's making me feel
uncomfortable. That's a bad experience.
Yeah.
So you don't get massages anymore.
Not from there. Oh. No, I have a good place. Okay. I'll tell you after.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Is this pink sweatshirt yours or leather?
Yes.
Rent the Runway?
No. I bought this from some slut store. Okay. There's a store that I go to at the mall. I'll tell you where after. And all of their stuff is
are
like.
Are you worried that if they hear that everyone's going to start going?
Yeah, I got to keep it.
Yeah.
Keep it
casual.
We
don't want them to have business.
I don't want. No. I want to be the number one shopper here. You know, I can't have someone else walking around with a latex pink coat with fur.
It really looks like Barbie. You could wear that to the Taylor Swift concert. That would be Lover era.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So here's the thing.
I go to the slut store
because my friend. We need to find her a jacket for her baby shower. Funny thing that we're at the slut store. But they had really cute jackets in the slut store.
Oh, okay.
And everything that was in there was sold as sets. Uh-huh. So I had to buy that and the skirt.
But you just wanted the skirt.
But I just wanted the top.
Oh, you just wanted the top.
So I tried to put on the skirt. I'm like, there's no way. Because you have to buy it as a set.
Mm.
I'm like, there's no way I'm going to fit into this skirt. It's like, I couldn't even zip it. I took a picture of it on Instagram and then I said,
out. So, and then did you give it to your friend for the baby shower?
No. She didn't. No, she got a different jacket.
Oh, okay.
She was looking for a light blue jacket. Okay. And they had one.
That would go with 1989.
But when you go in there, they try to sell you these sets. It's a set slut store. It's crazy.
You got to give me the name.
I will.
I feel like, though, like you can pull that off. I
think you could pull that off.
I don't know.
Put it on.
Okay.
Can you grab it for her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it would match this.
I think it matches everything is the weirdest thing.
You know what I've been doing recently?
What?
Oh. Oh, my gosh. I even love how it feels. Okay. You're going to like this. Okay. I think.
You're having a Barbie moment now.
Oh, wow.
It's good, right?
It suits you so well.
Yeah. You need one.
Wow. I could never show up in the same jacket as you. I would get a different color.
No, they have it in different colors.
That looks incredible.
Yeah, they have a bunch of them. I love it.
I feel like I just became another person.
I like that.
Okay, so what I did the other day is I have a small closet.
Okay.
And it's
same and it's ruining my life.
And it's just been like overflowing and like I realized I have so many clothes that I just have to have because like maybe they're a nice brand or like
same,
but it's not my style. And for the first time, I go, Chase, what's your style? And I made a capsule collection out of the pieces in my closet. And they say to do this and then like put the clothes not in your capsule. It's like a fall winter capsule collection.
I'm loving this right now.
She's a stylist.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So put all the stuff that like you don't want in this season in a box and like see if like just like these pieces in your closet are enough to actually like that's all you need. And I ended up, because I had in the back of my mind, like, oh, I'm not getting rid of it. It's just not for this season.
Right.
I ended up getting rid of, it was like 10 huge bags of clothes.
Did you sell them?
Well, they're in my car. I'm going to sell them.
I just saw a meme about this.
Going to Buffalo Exchange is a huge ordeal, and I really dread it.
It really fucking is.
And they're not going to buy anything. They never buy anything.
Well, I think in my head I can hack the Buffalo Exchange employees' minds. I go.
Do you bring it in garment bags?
No.
Because they like that. Oh, okay.
Oh, whoa.
One woman brought a garment bag and they took everything because she was like, look, all my stuff is so nice. And then I bring trash bags. And
I have multiple trash bags. Yeah, sometimes they're like breaking and I got to put another bag on top of it.
This isn't worth a thing.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you get like someone who fucks with you heavily. And then sometimes you get with someone and you're like, I feel like they don't like me. Sometimes it feels personal.
Well, it's personal because they go, oh, she wouldn't.
Yeah, sometimes. So when I go in, I dress up.
That's how you hack it. It's like bringing a garment bag.
Yeah, it's like you're acting the part of someone very stylish and wealthy, even if you're not.
But you are.
But I'm whatever. But
yeah, so I just need to go really like.
Because when I go in my sweats, I feel like they're judging me.
I need to come in like this.
Yes.
In this pink leather.
Yeah.
They would take you so seriously. Like, if there's one place in the world to take you seriously, it would be Buffalo Exchange in that jacket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like, I'm not fucking around. Mm-hmm.
I show up in this, and then they'll buy it all. So
But then sometimes I get offended. That's the other thing. You have to be ready to let that shit go when you're in Buffalo Exchange. Sometimes like, okay, so we're going to buy this for $4.99. Is that okay? And you're like, yeah, I mean, I'm here. It's better than not $4.99.
I know. And then usually they don't take it. They like take an hour going through my stuff and they're like, we don't want a single thing.
No.
And then it's like, well, you know what? If this woman at Buffalo Exchange won't even take them, like at thank God I got it out of my closet. Like, she won't even buy it, and I've been wearing this.
I have that same feeling.
It's like, good riddance. I made the right choice getting rid of these pieces.
But then I'm also like, fuck this bitch. She doesn't have taste.
Yeah, like, these are
good. She
doesn't
get me.
I know. It's like, or they'll, like, you'll give them, like, name brand stuff, and then they'll pick one item that's, like, I got at a thrift store that, like, probably from Buffalo Exchange, and they bought it back. Like, they mess with you.
They do.
So anyways, I haven't gotten rid of the clothes yet, but
they're
in my car.
10 bags in your car
now? Rolo had to sit in my front seat. There wasn't room in my car because of all the bags.
What day are you going to go to Buffalo Exchange?
It's right down the street. It's right off Melrose.
I know, but you have to make an appointment.
No, you don't. I go there all the time.
Oh, really?
I go there all the time.
Okay, because anytime I've gone, I've been a walk-in. I've had to wait like an hour.
Well, yeah, you have to walk in.
Yeah.
But you have to go early in the morning. That's the
that's
trick.
That's true.
Be the first there.
Okay. I'll
a
go
good trick.
You know what I mean? It's a whole thing. I got to go early in the morning. I can do it Wednesday.
That's your day. It becomes your day.
Yeah, it's your
and
day.
And you know what? I also need to do that.
Yeah.
I also do you get cash or store credit?
You know, it depends, but a lot of times I just like the cash. Even though they don't give you as much with the cash.
I know. And I'm also like, I just got rid of a bunch of shit. I don't want to take a bunch of shit home now.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I just want the cash. I've been doing ThredUp. Have you heard of ThredUp?
I've heard of ThredUp.
What is
it's
ThredUp?
A lot easier. They send you the bag. You put all your clothes in the bag and ship it off. And they put it up online. It's like Poshmark, but they do it all for you. And they just send you the money.
How much do they take?
They take like $17.
From every item or no?
No, like I chose like, hey, I want a bag to be sent. I want them to label it. I could have labeled it myself and not paid. And they're like, okay, then we're going to take $17 from your sales.
Have you made any money from it?
Every now and then I get an email like, your item sold. Here's $45.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so much easier. But I have so many bags of clothes to donate that it would be a lot of thread up right. bags to send. But anyways, I'm so excited. I have a little capsule collection and I got to I got to pick what I actually I was like, "Oh, I actually this is my style."
I like that.
And then Rent the Runway makes it really easy.
Rent the Runway is the best. Like,
trade stuff out.
This is Rent the Runway.
This is Rent the Runway.
Yeah.
We don't know. She'll tell me after.
This is what my friend and I like to call the hoochie store, because when we were in there, we overheard a lady going loudly say, "Oh, this is the hoochie store." We refer to it as the hoochie store.
Is it on Melrose?
No.
Oh, it's in the mall, you said.
Yeah.
Do you wear anything under it, or this is just?
I was wearing it with this, but then I took it off because I already did a podcast in it. So I was like, I don't want to wear the same thing twice.
Oh, and now the thumbnail will be a meme.
Yes, yes, yes. The thumbnail will be you in this.
Oh, well, thank you. Just same day.
Yeah. Well, this was so fun.
Oh my gosh, it's always so fun catching up with you.
You got to start saying, "I don't feel a connection," and then leave. It's so scary, right? To say that to somebody on a date.
Oh my God.
Especially to a man. You don't know what he's going to do to you.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Like, it's dangerous to say that to a man. "I don't feel a connection." And then, and then they could, like, kill you.
They could be like, "Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't feel
ready
a connection.
Ready to die, bitch.
You don't feel anything now."
Look, there's a quote that says,
"No.
Men are afraid that women will laugh at them, and women are afraid that men will kill them."
That's so crazy.
It's true. I believe that.
I guess it's bad.
That we could get killed.
Oh, we could, we like laughing at them.
Oh my God, men. I guess that's the moral of the story of this episode. Men.
Who needs them? On the eye roll. Who needs them?
We'll just walk around in this.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, that's our podcast. Where can people find you?
Chase_O'Donnell on Instagram and Chase_Elaine on TikTok. But I found out Chase Elaine, mm-hmm. Did you know she's a porn star?
No.
And that's my TikTok handle.
No.
I know. I started getting comments from people being like, "Oh, ha, ha, you would. Oh, Chase Elaine, you would." And
no.
I was like, "I don't get it." And then someone was like, "Honey.
No.
It's a porn star."
No.
Can't change it. So now I'm Chase_Elaine.
No.
That's my middle name, but. Anyways,
a porn star. She chose your name to be her porn
name. Well, she was a big porn star in the 90s, Chasey Lane, and I'm Chase Elaine.
Got it.
Anyways, that's it.
What about your podcast?
Oh, I have a podcast called Inspired and Tired with my sister, and we talk about like ways to stay creative because we're both in creative fields, and it's.
It's really fun. I've done it.
Yes.
Go listen.
It is very fun. And just another plug, I'm starting a tea company.
You are?
Yes. It's called Pity Party, and it's going to be out like in a few weeks, just in time for Christmas.
I like that.
So
that's awesome.
Check out Pity Party as well.
That's so cool.
I'm so excited for that.
I can't wait to hear about it.
It's my next little venture.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Are you going to make like cool blends?
Yeah, they're all like, it's like, tea combined with comedy. So
that's
like,
what I figured.
The
yeah.
labels are all like funny things to do with like, oh, that's I need genius. To wake up. I need to go to sleep. Life's so hard.
Yeah.
I'm having a pity party.
Yeah.
And it's pity par T-E-A.
I love that.
So.
That's so cool.
If you want to follow along on that journey, that's Pity Party on Instagram and TikTok.
She's
as well.
A tea queen.
Drinking tea right now.
I have a teapot tattoo.
Oh, I think you've told me and I loved that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love tea so much.
I do love tea, but I'm like, if it comes down to coffee or tea.
You're a coffee.
I need coffee all day and then
get
tea
at
night.
Another, coffee
bean. Yeah. What do I get?
You need like a coffee mug.
Yeah.
On the other
side. I can
see
this becoming a problem. I just keep adding things. That's how it happens.
I know.
All of a sudden,
happens.
I'm like, it's like I have a stickered ass arm.
And like I'm Miley. Like,
but it makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love Miley's. Your tattoos.
Miley's tattoos are amazing.
Just all over. Yeah. But like it's artistic.
And it adds up. The cost of these fucking tattoos, if they're cute. I'm like, I'm sorry, it's how much for what?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How much was that? The bumblebee?
Yes.
Well, I would think like $50.
No.
More. $100?
More.
No.
Yeah.
$200?
More.
No.
Yes. No.
Yes.
$500?
Yeah.
$300. Oh my God.
Just for that.
Well, it is really beautiful and delicate.
But it's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And it's so small.
But you know, but like, it's there for life. So then, you're paying like 50 cents, yeah, 10 cents a day.
But the ones that I've gotten from not good places, really, I regret.
Right.
Like the teapot could be cuter. You know what I mean? Like the bow on my neck.
It's worth it.
Could be a lot prettier.
It's worth it to pay.
It's worth it. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because it's kind of like you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
And you're like.
The 818 was free, right?
The 818 was $50 and it haunted me. And now it's this.
Yeah. Which we love.
We like this. This is like a yin and yang situation.
Yeah. We love that.
So we like that.
And I love your nails and I'm so embarrassed about mine.
Why?
Oh. I have to paint them.
I like that color.
Thank you.
And that's our episode. Do you have any shows?
No, I'm out of town pretty much for the holidays. So.
Okay. Okay.
Check in on those Instagram pages and I'll keep you posted.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much. Subscribe, rate, review. You can find me every Wednesday here on Shank, every Monday on This Bitch. Subscribe to my Patreon and buy some merch. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.